This is Upstate's Health Link on air, Linda Cohen along with you. Well, accidents can happen anytime, anywhere. But when they happen, it's essential to get help in a setting that's geared to provide the best care in the gravest of situations. Upstate University Hospital and Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital have that ability and have recently been verified as a Level 1 Pediatric and Adult Trauma Center. Here with more on this is Dr. Tamer Ahmed. He is the medical director of the Pediatric Trauma Program at Upstate Medical University, and Steve Atkinson, Pediatric Trauma Program Manager. Welcome. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
So Upstate University Hospital and Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital, it sounds to me, I just read that they're the first in the state to receive this national verification as a Level 1 trauma center. You have to tell us about that. What does it mean, Steve?
Well, it's really a monumental thing for the community at large to have this service available, this level of care for pediatric patients and adult patients as well. We're dual verified as both adult and pediatric Level 1 trauma center, which is the highest level of designation issued by the American College of Surgeons. We're unique in that we're one of only 13 centers in the country that are dual verified. We are the only Level 1 pediatric trauma center in the state of New York. So Syracuse provides the penultimate, the highest level of trauma care available for pediatric patients in the state.
What does it actually mean, though, when we say a Level 1 trauma center? I mean, what is that?
I think that's why it's important to for the community to recognize is that we can say that we take great care of patients and we're very focused on our children that come in from our community. But to have a national organization come in, evaluate us very rigorously and say, yes, you meet the highest criteria that we can set, the highest standard available for the nation, and we are ecstatic and happy to give you this designation. It speaks a lot about what resources we have.
But I always thought, it was my maybe misunderstanding, that Upstate was always considered a Level 1 trauma center. But before we go on, can you define Level 1 trauma center? Just what does that really mean?
Level 1 is the highest. There's four levels of designation, through the American College of Surgeons, 1 through 4. And a lower number doesn't mean necessarily lower care. It's just a lower availability of resources available.
It's the expertise. It's a subspecialist available to care for these patients as far as pediatric neurosurgeons, pediatric orthopedists, pediatric emergency department. But particularly in the case of pediatric trauma, subspecialists that are focused on taking care of very different types of patients than these children. So that's the designation, and that's the difference between the levels is the availability of resources and subspecialists.
So this has changed from when at one point it was considered a level or designated as a Level 1 trauma center. Perhaps the Department of Health did this, or how did that happen? But now there's this verification, so-called, is coming from a different organization. Please explain that.
It's coming from the American College of Surgeons, which is actually an international organization. Initially started in the United States over 100 years ago now. And over the past several decades, they've worked on developing a trauma system in the United States, whereas patients that need expert-level care, that need intensive care, can get to the resources necessary. Part of that program, part of that process that they developed is this trauma system that they designate hospitals as either Level 1, Level 2, or Level 3 based on the resources. So it's a very wide-ranging evaluation process to designate these hospitals. Now, where that goes from here is a lot of our focusing our resources on what we have and making those resources available and having the American College of Surgeons come in and evaluate our program compared to other programs around the country and actually around the world.
But it's really important to have a Level 1, a verified Level 1 trauma center. Why? Why is it so important?
I think it's critical because part of the Level 1 trauma designation is, like we keep touching on this use of resources, but if we look down into it, to have a pediatric neurosurgeon in Dr. Tovar Spinoza or a pediatric orthopedist or a pediatric emergency room in a hospital such as Upstate or Golisano Children's Hospital is very unique. These are resources that are in high demand, low availability nationwide. So to have all these resources under one roof is a very unique opportunity for us. And that's why we wanted to make sure that our opportunities, the experience that we have here, the subspecialists that we have here, the opportunities that we have for patients to get wonderful, wonderful world-class care is known and recognized.
Tell us a little bit more about this organization, the ACS. It's American College of Surgeons. You said it was 100 years old. And who do they represent, and how do they, you know, where does their imprimatur come from? Where does their, you know, ability to evaluate and designate?
So this is the trauma system that the American College of Surgeons, step back. The American College of Surgeons is the largest group of surgeons, it's the largest surgeon organization.
I read somewhere 72,000 members.
Exactly. It's an overreaching organization. There are multiple different subspecialists ranging from pediatric surgeons to general surgeons. So it represents a wide swath of types of surgeons. And part of the American College of Surgeons is this trauma center designation. They've brought it amongst themselves to develop a trauma system throughout the nation, and they've been doing this now for 40 years, almost 40 years now, more than 40 years actually, and to develop the infrastructure required to have patients cared for in an expeditious and appropriate manner.
The college really recognized early on that trauma is a public health crisis. Trauma results in more deaths in the first 40 years of your life than any other cause. With pediatrics, trauma accounts for more deaths than all the other pediatric diseases combined. So when you look at it, Sievert Koop said, trauma was the unrecognized or unsung public health crisis that we deal with. So the college recognized this large number of patients, and there was no consistent model for treating them. So the college came up with a standardized approach, standards of care, standards of research and practice to provide the what's called the optimal treatment of the injured patient.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with surgeon Dr. Tamer Ahmed and Steve Atkinson, and we are talking about the importance of a Level 1 trauma center, which clearly we have here in Syracuse. Tell us how this was done. How were you verified? How did you get dual certification, and how was this accomplished?
Well, it's a very vigorous process. The college sends in 3 to 4 content experts in the form of very experienced trauma surgeons who are also program managers, come into your organization, and they evaluate how you care for the trauma patient, not just while they're in the hospital, but how you care for them before they even get to the hospital. Every aspect of your program is looked at rigorously. You're expected to participate significantly in research, in outreach, in public education, in what's called our quality improvement process. We have probably the most robust quality improvement process in the hospital because we vigorously look at our patients from multiple angles, always looking for a way to improve. And really, that and the way we collect data, those are just some of the aspects that the college look at, but it's a highly granular, very detailed look at your entire program, and especially at your process.
So they come by and they're on site for several days, and they evaluate all aspects, look at all your data, all your
correct.
Numbers.
Correct. They've actually pulled patients' charts and reviewed patients' charts and evaluated that the care that we've provided meets or exceeds the standards that they've set. They've, as Steve mentioned, looked at what our involvement is in the community, making sure that we're doing appropriate measures as far as injury prevention, education. Because part of the trauma process isn't just taking care of the patient or the child after they've been injured. It's trying to prevent that injury as much as possible. After the injuries happen, how do we support these patients, these children, and their families after they go home? So it's an overarching process, not just what happens inside our building, but how we can help this community around us.
So you must both feel very proud.
Very proud.
Well, we're happy for the community, to be honest with you. I think it's something that Syracuse and our entire region actually should be very proud of, to have this very unique resource available to us.
And it means a great deal for patients, as you said, especially if trauma is the leading cause or one of the leading causes.
Oh, it's, yeah, the leading cause of death in children over the
and
age
disability.
Of one.
And disability.
And that's another good point. And we always focus on the death rate in children, but it's also the devastating disability. This is something that doesn't just affect the child, but affects the entire family at this point. And it's an injury that children often have to live the rest of their lives with, so it has the overreaching consequences.
So let's get to specifics of what the injuries are that you generally see. In the pediatric world, I read somewhere that there were 11,000 visits to the mm-hmm. pediatric emergency room last year alone, and 2,200 of those were designated as trauma cases. What do they look like? What happens?
These are things that are very common that families will immediately recognize, anywhere ranging from a bone fracture, from a sports injury, to concussions, falls, motor vehicle accidents, for example, are the number one killer of teens from 15 to 20. So these are very common types of injuries that everybody recognizes, but the severity can sometimes be very surprising, whether it's the child playing in the street and struck by a car, or it's a nice summer day, so parents decide to open the window and the child, a little curious two-year-old, falls out of the window. These are very, very common type of injuries that we see quite often.
Obviously very traumatic to everyone.
It can be
not
traumatic.
Not only the child, but to everyone involved. On the adult side, I read somewhere that there were almost 67,000 visits to the emergency department last year. And a lot of those were also considered, almost 18,000 were classified as traumas. So it's obviously happening on both sides, children and adults.
Absolutely, no question. I think that in part of the recognition of the community of the resources we have is seen in our visits to our emergency department, both on the pediatric and the ED side, and the amazing job that the emergency department physicians do in caring for these patients, both children and adults.
How large an area are you serving?
Our catchment area includes 14 counties. If you move north, we go as far as the St. Lawrence River, basically, and south to Pennsylvania. Heading west, we go as far as Auburn and beyond, and heading east beyond Herkimer. So we cover the second largest geographic area in the state, and we have the busiest trauma center in the state of New York. With that, we have 28 hospitals that transfer patients to us, because as Tamara brought out, we're the pinnacle of trauma care. So the service we provide is the outside hospitals that get a severely injured patient, don't have the resources to care for that patient, they get transferred to us.
The other very high-profile thing that you're often seeing on the news is that you have all these helicopter rescues or transports from other places. And I saw a number of something like 400 a year.
Yeah. Helicopters play an important role in the system. And long and short of it is they cut transport time and provide a higher level of care in the air so they can get patients to us quicker. And if the medicine, time is everything.
So basically it saves lives. And we have a heliport?
We have a heliport on the 13th floor, the top of the 12th floor here in the hospital.
Amazing. So, Dr. Ahmed, what are the physicians, you've been alluding to the fact that one of the reasons for getting this kind of level one designation or verification is that we have this wealth of specialties. Give us a fuller range of the kinds of things that are here. I orthopedic surgeons, neurosurgeons, tell us a little bit more about that.
I think that's a good question, and it's important to recognize those individuals, because this isn't an effort just by two people. This is the entire hospital banding together. It's from the moment a child is seen by the emergency medical services until they get to the emergency room, pediatric emergency room physicians, pediatric orthopedists, like we mentioned, pediatric surgeons, pediatric neurosurgeons. The real focus on physicians who take care of children, but it'd be wrong of me to just stop there. There are pediatric nursing, there's pediatric child life, there is social work, all on the pediatric, specific for children and their families, because I think we've recognized that the needs and the resources that we need in order to take care of children and their families are very unique. And it's really gone along building more than just the physicians, that's just part of it, but an entire system which cares for and focuses on children and their families. So physicians are a great part of it, they're very, very good, and we're very proud of them. But I think it's important also to recognize the pediatric nursing, the pediatric social workers, and the pediatric child life experts that really make sure that we take care of the entire family, not just the disease.
It really is a systems approach. It goes from every personnel level in the hospital supports this effort some way.
Well, it sounds like we have a lot of support and something to be very proud of. I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing that with us.
Thanks for having us.
Great information. My guests have been Dr. Tamer Ahmed, the assistant professor of surgery and pediatrics at Upstate Medical University, and he's also the medical director of the pediatric trauma program at Upstate, and Steve Atkinson, pediatric trauma program manager. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.